All right, it is time to kick off a new week with new energy and new invitations for all of us that are cyclical CEOs. And this week I'm feeling it is going to be a little fiery, a little spicy, but I guess what week has not been a little fiery and a little spicy in 2026? So let's dive right in and let's ask ourselves the questions we need to ask ourselves for the week. And then I'm going to share some insights and thoughts that I have been feeling for the last couple of days. And I just want to share with you today. So this is going to be for the week of April 20th, 2026. So just keep that in mind. So first up, let's talk about where the moon is and those three questions we're going to ask ourselves every single week. And sometimes if you're just getting started with cyclical living and learning how your body ebbs and flows with the moon and the seasons and learning how to truly embody the beauty of your own cyclical body, we always have to ask ourselves these three questions. And so you can ask them yourself these questions at the beginning of the week. If you're brand new to this, you can ask yourself these questions every single day just to get in this rhythm into this flow, because we have to remember as cyclical beings, as a woman, your body is moving and flowing with the earth's magnetism, with how the sun is, where the seasons are, where you're at in your menstrual cycle, and where the moon is at. And your relationship and how you feel every single day is going to be different than how I might be feeling. And even for myself, who is a cyclical being, I've been tracking this for over 9 years. Sometimes when I'm about ready to bleed and it is a new moon and we're in the spring, the expression of spring, I have energy. That's where I'm at right now. I have energy. I have clarity. But if I was in the same new moon and I was bleeding and it was winter, I might feel completely different. So I'm always going to be asking myself these questions. I'm like this private investigator, right? In my body, in my health, because our bodies always know. So sometimes we all just need that little bit of a reminder every day. So the first question I'm going to ask myself is, where is the moon at this week? Where am I at in my cycle? And what season am I in? And then ask myself, how's my body feeling this week? How does my body feel today? What do I need to give my body? What is she asking for? What is asking to be moved through me in the work that I am here to do? Okay, so let's really dive into where we're at cosmically. I can't answer the question of where you're at in your cycle, but I truly do hope that you are tracking, because as women, this is information that we don't shy away from, we don't avoid, we take on head first, and we know where we're at in our cycle, just like we know what time of the day it is, we know what appointments we have. We need to know where we are in our cycle. So I like the app Kendara if you are not tracking yet. And let me know if you have any questions on that. I think I feel like I say that all the time. So where is the moon at? So last week we had this really powerful new moon. We had that new moon on Friday the 17th. And this new moon is really this new moon that is saying, hey, we are here and we are ready to take a different path. We have to remember that we are in year one of the 9-year cycle that we all go through in cycles in our lives. So we are in year one. So year one is all about new beginnings. It's about taking a path forward that might feel a little unknown. It is probably going to feel uncomfortable, but it is the path that we are being called forward on. And this has kind of been building for the first couple of months of 2026. We've been releasing, we went through eclipse season with this new identity, we came through the portal of birth, and now we've had all these ideas kind of ruminating inside of us. Maybe that all hasn't clicked completely. The Friday's new moon is saying, hey, here's the path forward. And I'm going to show you exactly what this path forward is. Now, when I say you're going to be shown exactly what the path forward is, I know that as cyclical CEOs, it's really easy to get stuck in our heads on this. And we try to have the full plan mapped out. We think we have to know all of it. That is not what I'm talking about right now. That is not the energy right now. That is the energy is saying, there is another path being presented to you and you need to follow it. And this is going to come in the idea of these subtle little shifts that are meant to be done right now, right? So I'm going to give you an example of my last 9-year cycle. So my last year, 9-year cycle was when I actually stepped into my spiritual gifts. I understood that I had spiritual gifts. I understood that I was an empath. I understood that I was an energy healer. And it was kind of like that beginning of my awakening. I didn't know I was going to be a coach. I didn't know I was going to be able to do powerful energy work, but I knew that something needed to change. I knew that I needed to step into my cyclicality. And it really did truly start with learning how my body related and asking myself these three questions every week and understanding that I wasn't designed in a way to push, push, push like I had been my entire life, right? You all know my story. Entering my 40s, my period sucked. I was all over the place. I was dysregulated. I had reached the top of doTERRA, but I was burned out and I was like, what the fuck is going on, right? And so this is where we get to start to play. We get to start to be like, hey, I don't have to know the end result. And I think that that is my biggest message for everyone this week is you don't have to know the end result and stop thinking you do, because that's what's putting you in analysis paralysis and preventing you to actually take small, consistent, solid, grounded steps forward. What you need to know is that there's a path before you and we are no longer looking back. It's time to release these old stories that we keep getting stuck in the loop. The excuses like, oh, I can't do this because I don't have money, or I don't have, you know, the right equipment to photograph myself on Instagram, or I don't have the ideas. No, no, no. We're leaving those old stories behind and we are stepping into the new. Okay. And so that's what this new moon did. We are still in this new moon energy. We have to remember that every phase of the moon lasts about a week, just like every phase of our cycle is lasting between, you know, 7 to 10 days. And so the new moon was on Friday, but this entire week, we are still going to be in this new moon energy. We are like, so what new moon energy asks us to do is sit with ourselves. This is where your rewire, your identity work is going to truly come in. And a lot of times we look at this work as, you know, rewiring identity. I know this isn't an easy exercise for many of us. It's bringing up a lot of stuff. But if we don't get to the root, if we don't bring up this stuff, we're never going to create forward movement. We're never going to get out of this loop that we've been stuck in. Okay. And so what I want you to remember is this: rewire your den identity, sitting with your thoughts, doing your morning rituals, caring for your body. This is part of your work. This is an ROI activity, just like anything else in your life. It's just like showing up for a client. It's just like showing up for to clock in for a job. It is truly part of your ROI. I know this isn't what we've been taught. We've been taught it's like this, you know, it's like an extra bonus to get to this stuff, but this is truly the work we're here to do. So make sure you're spending time in that, because you're going to see some different things. Now, the next thing, so the moon is new. It's going to be new all week. We're in spring energy. This is where this fire horse energy that's been building is kind of starting to play inside of us. It's kind of bringing in this like, oh, I'm here and I'm going to show up in my confidence levels, right? I'm going to show up like that woman that is moving and acting in this world, like those things that she has on her desire list on her Rewire Your Brain. Okay. And so this week is very much about starting to create congruency in how we're showing up, right? So many of us kind of go to the wayside and we're like, okay, this is what I want, but what you want, your actions don't match what you want. So I want you to ask yourself this week, as you step into the week, ask yourself, like, what do I want? Am I moving through the world in a way that person that wants that is moving through? If you're saying, hey, I want to earn $10,000 more a month. Are you showing up like a woman that's earning $10,000 a month, but by doing what lights her up? Are you a woman who's showing up like a person that is caring for her body? If you say, hey, I want to feel good in my body, I want to move in my body, are you showing up like that woman? Or are you showing up like somebody that doesn't care about her health? Are you showing up like somebody that is like, oh, I'm doing this as kind of a little sort of kind of side hustle, instead of somebody that is truly owning her thing, her gifts? And this is where the little subtle shifts are going to start to come in, and we do them with consistency. It might be like, oh, we don't have to do this perfect, okay? But it's like, oh, if I am a cyclical CEO and I'm showing up because I want to be a $10,000 or a $15,000 a month earner, I'm going to do things a little bit differently. I'm not going to say yes to dishes and outside phone calls and things like that, I'm going to say yes to devoting more time to my social media or devoting more time to asking myself, what is it that I want to show up with? What is my new idea? What am I going to show up and do? And getting those excuses out of the way. And this is where that rewire your brain activity is going to be so important this week, because it is time we are making forward movement, and it's going to be these small, little, consistent, subtle shifts that are going to make the biggest difference in how you're showing up, how you're moving through. So the questions are, again, where's the new moon, or where is the moon at? It's in the new moon phase. Where am I at in my cycle? And how is my body feeling? And am I showing this next big piece is, where are the incongruencies in my life? Show me where the incongruencies are. And this is how we step into our next level. This is how we create our new reality, is with these small, subtle shifts, so that we can start to step more and more into who we are. Are you getting serious about your goals? Are you getting serious about this new life that you want to create? Or are you just kind of sort of going through the motions? And that's not something I can answer. That's something only you can answer. But that is your biggest question for the week. How are we going to move through this next season? Because I know, like I know that you have all the wisdom inside of you. I know that there is truth inside of you. I know that every single idea you have means something. And I know that the world needs your beautiful gifts. And so let's stop pretending that we are only mediocre and that we don't have the answers, and let's step into the women that are ready to bring the fire, because that's what the fire horse here is all about. We're here and we're ready to bring the fire with imperfect action and truly just showing up in the best expression of us imperfectly. Perfectly, imperfectly. Okay. So that's my message for you this week. I'm excited to see where life goes. Make sure you let me know how everything is going, and I will see you on the call later in the week.